Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we have to tell if it's worth the fight.
Welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Weekly Conversation, folks. I'm your host, the man with the mic. Hope you all are doing good. Hope you're all staying together and keeping up the fight. Get me this, folks. If you haven't seen the new Tom McDonald video, yeah. It's kind of like a video kind of thing, like a trailer to... Oh, yeah, that's right. He's got... two new albums coming out Friday, and it's on fire. So, check that out. It's amazing. A Texas gunman attacked people at a Dallas station. May have been inspired by foreign terrorists, the FBI says. Huh. What a surprise. If we have a fair election, many people claim Larry Elders will dominate in California. If it's a fair election, I mean, what is it now? George Charles has reportedly done a total of $1 million. He just gave another $500,000 to help Gavin Newsom win. Gee. Americans have had enough of this last America, China first agenda. And I said that right, the way I wanted to say it. Last America, because they want America last. We're tired of it, and we're trying to do the right thing. Mitch McConnell came out today, and well, Biden's going to be here forever. He's, you know, I mean, yeah. A bunch of the Democrats, I swear. Don't worry, though. Don't worry. We got a President Biden who claims to be Catholic, and he's like, oh, yeah, I will fight to ensure that you can slaughter babies. Yeah, then you're not a Christian, let alone a Catholic. The double standards don't seem to amaze me in this whole lot. I'm Joe Biden, and you're going to be able to kill people, but don't kill babies, but I'm a Christian. Joe's poll records hit. I don't know how anyone can support him. I don't know how. I don't even know how. You got a restaurant owner in Florida who doesn't want pro-Biden customers after U.S. troops killed in cabal attacks. I love it because remember when Alyssa Milano like, well, you got to support and believe every woman. Any woman that comes out, you have to believe her. As soon as women come out, claiming what Joe Biden did to him, where was she? Scott Baio calls out Alyssa Milano and Rob Reiner over their Biden support. This is your guy. Where are you? Why aren't you praising him for the service members that were killed? Why aren't you praising him for the other people that he, his Afghanistan, it's amazing what he did. Mother of slain Marine escalates, and she gets, they're getting pissed because every time you turn around, Joe Biden keeps looking at his phone, and he's so not there. 90 retired flag officers call on Generals Mark Milley and Lloyd Austin to resign after Afghanistan. That whole, everyone that's in his cabinet needs to be resigned. Every one of the people in his cabinet needs to be shown the door. I got so much to get into. So don't forget Isaiah 54:17. But in that coming day, no weapon turned against you will succeed. It will silence every voice. Raised up to accuse you. These benefits are enjoyed by the servants of the Lord. Their vindication will come from me. The Lord have spoken. Think about that as you're going through your day today, and welcome. Thank you so much. We got so much to go in. You know, we got, like I talked about on Monday, that girl, 19-year-old, that was accused and charged with putting a flammable liquid on that guy and setting him on fire and burning him. And, I mean, when you look at the mugshots of her, it's just like, she just looks like there's, like she has no soul, like she doesn't care. Like, she would sit there and, like, take her little brother and drown him and laugh the whole time doing it. I mean, she just looks like there's, like, no life in her. Like, she has no soul, nothing. And that leads me to a gunman who killed a Lyft driver on Sunday and subsequently attacked a Dallas area police station. And he may have been inspired by foreign terrorist organizations, according to the FBI. The gunman died Monday after being shot by police during the incident. They put these people are put on pedestals and seems like, oh, look at this guy. Look at what he did. I want to do that. I hate to say it, but there's like, it's like they, like how these kids are like celebritized for eating Tide Pods and doing all this stuff. They celebritize these kids and they're thinking all this stuff is so neat and wonderful, and you find out, oh yeah, that's right. He killed people, dude. It's not a game. This is, you know, see, we understood when I was a kid that Wile E. Coyote and the Roadrunner and stuff, that was not real. Tom and Jerry were hitting each other but it wasn't real. You realize that. These kids today, I think they don't know the line. They'll play like Call of War, Final Duty, or some of these games, and they won't be able to. There was an actual CSI Miami episode where these kids started taking this video game and taking it into real life, and they couldn't distinguish between the two. And I think there's a lot of people out there that's where we're at. But Matthew DeCenaro, who is in the Dallas FBI special agent in charge, told reporters Monday that Imran al-Rashid may have been inspired by foreign terrorist organizations to commit these crimes. NBC DFW reported. Are you kidding me? And what scares me, and I talked about this, is going to continue. Not only are you going to have people coming into this country, because like I talked about Monday, they flagged people as being a security risk after they've already been released into this country. Yep, they were brought here from Taliban, and now they're flagged as a security risk after we already released them and all this crap. Not only are you going to have real terrorists doing it, you're going to have people that are going to go, I'm going to be here, I'm going to do this. I want to do it. You know, they think like that type of thing where it's like, cool. Pick me. Like they're going to win some badge. And it's just, I mean, we need to get this country back to God. That's what we need to do. It was founded on the freedom of Christian religion. Oh, it's scary. It's scary. Just one second, folks. But yeah, it's scary that, like, we're going to get these, like, copycat people. Oh, look at that. Did you see on CNN they showed a guy that had a bomb strapped to him and he blew himself up? Let's try it. Yeah, are we sending the... I just wondered this. My friend asked me, are we sending these Afghan refugees to Nancy Pelosi's house? Yeah, my friend wanted to know that. So if anyone knows, let me know. Mike Sinovich has actually said this. And if we have a free and fair election in California, let me tell you, Larry Evers is going to walk away with that thing 50 times over. And what's scary is they're saying in all these states, in what is it, Nevada, Wisconsin, and Arizona, there's enough unaccounted for votes that don't, that you literally need to throw out, that it way surpasses Biden's narrow, or whatever you want to, I forget what you call that, the margin of victory that he won, you know. It's just sad, this world that we're in right now. And I really believe Larry Elders will walk away with his hand and fist, but as if it's free and fair. I mean, you got George Soros dumping billions and millions, and I think he's done a total of a million. I won't be surprised if it's more than that. Just they haven't reported on it, but yeah. They're trying to get Governor Newsom out, and they're trying to keep him in. I mean, why would you want him? Remember when Ronald Reagan beat Walter Mondale and it was like a blowout? Like, he won his one state. He won the state that he's from, and that was it. And Reagan won every other state. I think it was Minnesota. And Reagan won every other state. I feel that's how Trump, it was like Trump, like a landslide. And nope. And I think if he has a fair election, I think Larry Elders will take it. Because, I mean, they can't say anything bad about him. He's black. He's conservative. All this stuff, you know, I mean, they're going to try to... And they've tried to blacklist him. They tried to find... They're doing what they did to Trump. They're trying to find anything they can on him. Any little thing they can get on him. We have a problem with the library book you didn't return in third grade. Yeah, we don't think you're, if you can't return a library book in third grade, we don't think you're fit to run for governor. Yeah, we're going to have to take you off the ballot. Yeah, that's not. But don't worry, they're still trying to. And that's how bad this is, because I don't think the left knows what to do, because they're not even in agreement. There are some people that said Biden did a great job. Then there's the other half that's blaming Trump for the removal, saying, well, you know, all these problems happened because of Trump. They're trying to blame Trump for the Afghan disaster. Half of the Democrats and the other half are like, it was perfect. It was awesome. Like, can you, wait a minute. Do you guys realize what you're saying there? Half of you are blaming Trump because it was bad, and the other half are saying, Biden did great. You can't have it both ways. It can't be great or Trump's fault. It can't be great and Biden's fault or Trump's fault, and it's bad. You know, it can't be like, this is what happened, and Biden did it, and it's great, and someone else say, nope. You can't take the same situation and have it great and have it be Biden's responsibility, or say it's bad and say it's Trump the reason why it was. You can't have that. That's what China Joe did. Whoa, ho, China Joe. Ba-na-na-na-na-na-na. Ba-na-bum-bum-bum. From a sleepy little town in New Hampshire, just around China Joe. It's just funny, though. I mean, seriously. You got half the Democrats saying, great job. Awesome. And then you have the other, then you got Biden coming in, where, you know, we had a problem with Afghanistan. It was bad. You know, it's all Trump's fault. You know, I pulled the troops out. You know, Trump said he was going to do some things, but I did it, not Trump. it's kind of like saying you're going to do something and then something happens and you're not able to do it, and then when someone does what you were going to do and then they have problems, they blame you. Well, he was going to think, yeah, I was going to. I never did it, though. The last thing I said was I was going to do it. But knowing what I know now, I wouldn't have, knowing what we know about a month and a half ago, I wouldn't have done that. I would have changed my plans. Just like the old football scenario. Well, if they would have called, that was a legitimate touchdown. If they would have called, we would have won. No, because then you'd have been up, and then they would have had to change. And because now you got all this, you know, that should have been, I know you, was it handball? Was it not handball? Well, I mean, technically, he didn't even hit his hand, but they called the handball. If we would have went in, we would have won. Well, no, because then they would have changed. You never know. Because it would change the, because they were to change their, maybe they wouldn't have stayed a 4-3-3. Who knows? Maybe they would have done a diamond or something. You never know on the pitch what they would have done. But depending on what the, you know, well, it's just ridiculous. And that's just, you know, I can't believe they're trying to blame Trump for, when you can say all that he was, no. Trump didn't pull the people out. It's like saying you're going to do something and then they do what you were going to do. And then Trump wouldn't have done what they did. Trump would have gotten all the equipment out and all the stuff out. And then he would have, you know, slowly gotten the guys out, making sure that there's enough to keep the Taliban out. But, you know, he would have done stuff differently. I mean, you can tell, because I think if you really looked at it, I don't see anyone praising Biden for what he's done. I know Mitch McConnell said, "Ain't never, I'm sorry, we're done. Joe Biden ain't going anywhere." Well, I mean, if we get rid of Biden, we got to get rid of Pelosi and Harris and all them. I don't even know how Pelosi can call herself a human being. I'll get into that in a little bit. What she did today, how can you call yourself a human being? I'm not talking in America. I'm just talking a human being. I don't see any empathy from 90% of Congress over these deaths of these soldiers. It's like, as long as my pocketbook's lined, I don't care. If 13 soldiers plus have to die, whatever, so my pocketbook is lined, I don't care. We just got to keep this, COVID train going. That way we can, yeah, because it's not going to be safe to vote in person. Bull crap. They're going to try to shove COVID down our throats. We got super COVID. It's the COVID of all COVID of COVIDs. It's double secret COVID. It's COVID we haven't even discovered yet. Folks, I can tell you right now that COVID's going to be so bad that we're just plan on voting by mail anyways. Don't worry. Don't worry. We'll send you about 50 ballots. Just fill them all out for the Democrat. Don't worry. And if you don't, we'll just change your vote. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Use a pencil. Okay. Yeah. Don't worry, folks. We got a new option. We're going to vote for you. You don't even have to vote. But when he's looking at his phone, at his, might as well be his phone, his watch every 5 seconds. My name is JK. What time is it? Another person, are you kidding me? I mean, there were people that said that when they felt like he had no sympathy, like he had no empathy, like he didn't care. Like what, like seriously, like I have to be here, like kind of like when Biden was taken off the golf course to give that speech, and you swear it was like the guy that sucked on the stage, and they had that walking stick with a hook, and you grab him by his neck and pulled him off stage because he was no good. Kind of that kind of thing, you know? Like, why am I here? You gotta be kidding me right now. No empathy, like you didn't care. Well, you gotta understand, folks. You don't know what it's like to see your son with a crack pipe on Facebook. That's right, and I had to have him block that, try to block it on Facebook, because I don't want to see that. There are parents that won't have their sons and daughters. There are wives that will not have their husband. There are kids that won't have a mother or father. And you have a president that looked like he didn't even want to be there. You know what? I totally support that 100%. I feel like Biden was there because he was obligated, like he has to do it. Not that he wants to do it. Not that he's obligated to be there. Like, I wouldn't be here. I wish I didn't have to be here. This is... you know, that type of thing. Because I bet you, honestly... if it was his choice, he wouldn't be there. I'd be like, nah. Yeah, my son's dead because of you, and you want me to try to, how are you going to apologize? You killed my son. You let this happen. I don't think so. Not today. Stand behind me, Satan. Not today. I'm shooting at the hip today, folks, because I'm done. I'm done being no more, like Alice Cooper said, no more Mr. Nice Guy. I'm tired. See, this is the problem. We're not going away. Just because you rigged an election, just because they're finding tens of thousands of votes, way more than enough for Trump to win, we're not going anywhere, folks. Sorry, we're not going anywhere. Sit down. We're not going anywhere. This, trying to do it legally and trying to do it legitimately through the voting, it ain't working. Sorry. You know, the pen and paper ain't working anymore. We tried... you know, no more Mr. Nice Guy. Sorry, but I'm not apologizing for being patriotic. I had this awesome, you know, that like army kind of like camo, like the, and it said like, had American flag, and on the back it said, you know, like, home of the free because of the brave. I'm like, this is a neat hat. And I'm like, oh, this is that roll cane. $19. I'm like, okay, I could justify it. And I flipped over and it said made in China. I'm like, nope, sorry. Should be made in the U.S. But, yeah, I got a... in the studio, I put a... I got a place set up for all the missing soldiers' place. Set up for all the soldiers... who have not come back, because we'll never forget. We will always remember, because freedom is not free. And I was going to originally see if they had like a small American flag, and I was going to try to do like a half mast thing with it. And I'm like, they had this bigger one, like on a wooden stick made in the USA. I'm like, yes, sir. That was perfect. And I got a bottle of Route 66 lime soda. And I got some American made. It's out of like Illinois. It's a Countryville original meat sticks. And I got a letter that I put on a notepad. Because I have not forgotten. You know, some people just didn't do some things on 9/11. See, the problem is, it's like the American donor list. You want a kidney, you want a heart, you want all these things in a jiffy if you need it, but how many are willing to sacrifice and give so that someone can have a kidney? I have a weird blood type, so, you know, so, like, when I've tried to donate for people, I'd donate for you in a heartbeat, Yeah, not even close. Not even close. But out of 100 people, 3 have my blood type. And I think the blood type I am, I'm compatible with like these, but like someone accepting something from me has to be compatible with me, but I can accept different blood types, but yeah, for me to donate, it has to be that type. So, but this is awesome. A Florida restaurant owner doesn't want pro-Biden customers after U.S. troops killed in Kabul attacks. That's including some Afghans who helped us out. It's nice to see people taking a stand, you know? I mean, you get all these people that sit there and they try to be their own, you know? I can't believe you're so selfish that you don't want to get the vaccine. How dare you? Don't worry. You're going to be forced to. That just scares me when I hear people say that, because you're going to be forced to do something. Just wait until... So when did we lose our freedom? Your precious vaccine doesn't do anything because it's not killing the host or doing anything, because that's why we're having a COVID variant. But don't worry, folks. If you're not stupid enough to see that in the very beginning, Fauci was 900% against masks, then they pushed the mask, then they're like, well, we need to get everyone vaccinated. The sooner we do, the sooner we're back to normal. And then all these people are very heavily populated places that have massive COVID outbreaks. And what's scary to think about is some of those places are highly vaccinated areas. They're areas like where it's like you're getting vaccinated, you don't have a choice, and COVID is through the roof. Because the vaccine doesn't kill, do anything. It doesn't kill the host. And then you get all these people like, well, I mean, if a person wants me to wear a mask to go into their store, they have a right to say no shirt, no shoes, no service. Yeah, if you not got shoes or shirt on, then we're not going to serve you. A patriot can say, hey, this is my store. Veterans eat free. You do this, whatever the case may be. You can do that. You can say, okay, hey, you know, it's America. You have freedom. But they try to say your freedom isn't, well, see, you're not, if vaccinated people can still get COVID, then you can't say that I'm spreading the virus because I'm unvaccinated. Vaccinated people get it. And it's nice to see someone stand up and say, hey, I don't want you here. I have $4 gallon gas. We got all these stimuluses that keep passing. Just wait till they pass another one, because I'm sure they're going to try to pass something to help the people with the flooding from the Hurricane Ida. And I'm sure like 1% is going to go to them and the rest is going to be Green New Deal stuff. They just passed how many $1 trillion? I don't know. I have no idea. But it's nice to see people standing up and saying, hey, this happened. I'm not doing anything about it. Sorry. I mean, I love it. You got Scott Baio calling out Alyssa Milano and Rob Reiner. Biden's your president. Where are you? Why aren't you praising the guy? I don't think they know what side of the fence to be on. Are they supposed to be praising Biden for getting out of Afghanistan, or are they supposed to blame Trump for the fiasco? They're probably not smart enough to know. So they're part of the selective Me Too movement, you know? Depending on who it is, depends on if I'm supporting or not. Where are you? Where are you? Rob Reiner, Melissa Malone. It's just sad. This whole world. It's just, I mean, he's not a president. I'm sorry. When you have family members that don't even want to meet the guy that, like, okay. I mean, here you are, and Nancy Pelosi blocks you know, oh yeah, that's right. We got a Catholic named Joe Biden who's going to defend the right to abortion, which I don't know, the Catholic Church can screw themselves because, I mean, he's not, sorry. But you got Nancy Pelosi, she's not going to allow. She blocked the Congress from saying the names of the 13 soldiers. She blocked that. How is she even an American? How do you call her a human being? I mean, you have a White Sox-Cubs game where the fans, there's a bleacher brawl. I'm sorry, let the stupid people fight. If they're that stupid to fight over a dumb baseball game, let them. Bye-bye. Seriously. If you want to kill each other over a stupid baseball game, go right ahead. You know, what is this world come to? Yeah, we're not going to mention the names of the 13. Okay. So I guess Nancy Pelosi's on the throw it under the rug part, because half of the Biden supporters think he did a great job. The other part is blaming Trump, and Nancy Pelosi is not getting blocks that they won't mention the names in Congress. No respect for these people. It's ridiculous. And that's, see, in my studio, I got a table set for the fallen soldiers, because I will never forget my father-in-law fought for this country. My dad fought for this country, and it ain't free. And I'm tired. It's time to wake the lions. I'm tired of trying to, I can't believe. How dare you not get the vaccine? How dare you not protect? Buddy, let me just tell you something. If your mask truly is protecting you, then don't worry about what I be doing. Don't be worrying about what I be doing. If your mask truly protects you, guess what? Praise God. If that mask really works, then how am I going to affect you if your mask is going to protect you? If you need me to wear a mask to feel safe, then, and you're already wearing a mask, then you got a problem. Oh, yeah, don't worry, because they twist the thing so they can air in, so they can get more. Yeah, let me tell you something. The stupidity. I want, you know those, like, an army and the Marines stuff, they have that little room that you go in and they close in and they turn on that gas. They light that thing and get that, like, gas. And then you take off your mask and you have to try to say your name and badge and all that stuff and rank and all that crap. And it's really hard to do because you're breathing in toxic fumes for a little bit. Yeah. I'll let you go in there with one of these hospital surgical masks. Yeah, see how long you breathe with that thing. Yeah. Okay. You don't have to take the mask off. See how long you last before you're hacking your lungs out and wanting out. Yeah. The masks are a joke. You want to know how many masks I've seen that they have in store for kids to use to go to school? With, like, Superman and Spider-Man and Halloween things on it, Christmas ones for every... And you read the back, warning, this is not meant to prevent or treat any... This is not meant to... This will not stop the spread of any virus, bacteria, anything. This is not meant for pandemic use. Boom. Oh, but... Because there's a guy that I work with, and he had a Freedom Over Fear shirt, and I'm like, it should have said faith, because, yeah, you're right. Yes, sir. Don't worry about it. Don't worry, folks. It's okay, because the White House says it won't help terrorists, even though it just gave them 80-some billion dollars worth of... You can't make this stuff up. That is the... What was it? The press secretary? We're not going to help the terrorists. You mean any more? Or what? Because you already have. Folks, we gave the terrorists these names of people so that when they get to the... They can be let in. Because, you know, they're not letting anyone into the airport, but the Taliban assured us that if they give us the names of Americans, they'll let them in. Yeah, they'll take them and chop their head off and feed them to the dog. I remember this is like 7, 8, 9 years ago on Glenn Beck's program. Remember when they had, like, the video in, like, the schools where the kids, like, where they had, like, singing, like, the Obama song and all this stuff, and what did you have? Oh, yeah, that's right, the Obama song and all this crap, and then you had kids singing the Obama song. Obama, Obama, he's our president, the greatest guy in the whole wide world. We love Obama, yes, we do. We love Obama, and so should you. Obama, Obama, he's the best. Ya-da-da-da-da-da-da. You know, they did all that BS, you know what I mean? And around that time, like, yeah, what are we doing? We're teaching our kids tolerance in America, and they show a video of, like, whether the Taliban are taking these kids, and they're showing them, okay, you pull back the hair like this, you grab the knife, and like 6, 7-year-olds how to slit throats, how to kill, how to shoot. And what are we teaching our kids? Tolerance. Muslims are tolerant. Yeah, they just, okay. Nope. Nearly 90 retired flag officers call on Generals Mark Milley and Lloyd Austin to resign over Afghanistan. Everyone associated with this administration, and I'm talking every senator, congressman needs a, except for like maybe like 4. They all need to go bye-bye, vaminos. I think the Biden administration has dirt on Hillary. I think they do, Hillary. I think you need to do something about it. I think George Soros has evidence on you. And then you got, there are people, and it's just, I don't understand this world we live in. And people buy this crap. They are. People don't see, wait a minute here. I think the majority of people see through all this. And I think some of this stuff, I honestly think it's one of those where there's a major, I bet you, I don't know how 85% at the least cannot, I don't even know how 20%, I don't know how 20% of America could even support Biden. I don't know how that many people. I don't know how. And there's people that are trying to do a victory lap. Good job, Biden. And then the other people over here, I guess, she didn't get the message that they're like, okay, it's Trump's fault. Like, I've been kind of going back and forth, but it's like, I mean, come on. But this is, I'm going to get into this. This is revealed that Joe Biden's margin of victory in Arizona, Nevada, and Wisconsin were slimmer than totals of unaccounted for ballots. Hans Van Sparkowski said, basically, Biden barely won in these states, but the unaccounted for the ballots that don't make the ballots. If you threw out all these ballots that should have been thrown out, like in Wisconsin, we can't throw out those ballots because they mix these ballots up. Well, there's enough ballots in there that if you throw out the bad ones, Biden loses. Well, you can't throw them out there because then then you find out. You go through and you throw them all out. You find out where they're from and you throw them all out and you redo it in person. I don't even know if in person voting would do anything because heck, half the machines are rigged. It don't make no sense. At least with Breitbart, a majority of Americans believe that Biden should resign over this. I don't think Biden knows what he's. I don't think he knows what day it is. I know he's not in charge. I mean, there's. I'm not the only one that calls him old Biden because he's not. It's not just him running the country, you know. So, but I'm telling you, it's just ridiculous, old Biden. It's ridiculous. And if you can't see the double standard by now, what happened? And I think the majority of people see through all this. I really do. I really do. I mean, obviously, Mitch McConnell is not getting voted out. These clowns are getting in. Something has to be done. You know, if this is Trump, he would be, okay, well, he needs to be taken out and publicly executed. He has violated the Treason Act and da-da-da-da, and they'd be having, okay, we are demanding he be removed. We're going to... Biden does all this crap and it's like, okay, whatever. You do whatever. I don't care. I don't care. Whatever. It's okay, folks. Biden's not going to be removed. I guarantee it. My name is Nancy Pelosi and I Biden is not going to be removed. I mean, when y'all getting shooting and see people who dead because they're dead and they're not going to hear it, so no need to say his name to the dead people because the dead people aren't going to be able to hear it anyways. And I don't care because I got ice cream in my freezer and I got awesome with French ice cream. And I got, this is water, not vodka, it's water. I know it is, so it is. And I don't care about my, I just care about pocketbooks. I'm only doing what's best for me. Every time I'm up for election again, I try to pretend that I care about you, but I don't. You know what I mean? See, I don't have to live with this media of police and stuff everywhere. I mean, because I'm Nancy Pelosi, I got, walls work around my place. I mean, see, a wall around my mansion is not racist. That's called security. I know, because that makes it first. And I stand with Ms. McConnell, because we're not going to remove President Biden, because she's doing our bidding. He don't know what day it is. We just tell him what to say, and he says it. He doesn't remember 5 minutes later what he said. We can go in the past whatever we want to, because that's what we're doing. And he doesn't, I know several of Jews, but we can get away with that, because we're Democrats, and I'm not supposed to. And that's the bull crap about it. I'm so sick and tired of... And I've never forgot when... Because I've seen it for years where these Republicans kind of say, yeah, they're finally standing up. No, they're not. Like, my producer's the same way. Seeing is believing. It's going to take we the people to let them know you need to call... I don't even care if you live there. I was changing my name. I was changing my address and everything so that, because like, a lot of these congressmen and senators, they won't let you contact unless you're in the bull crap. I was changing. I finally found what's his district? Okay, he's in these area codes. I just picked an address. I finally found one that worked and a clip. I was calling people. I'm sure up in the district. You tell me, I'm afraid. Yeah, I don't care. You work for me, and you're going to hear me. I had a couple people, because I wasn't from that state or that. He works for me because what he does affects me. Don't worry, folks. Don't worry. Oh, I had like a thing, and I was sending it to every congressman and senator. Yeah, they used to have a thing like where if you didn't like you could sit there and like report like websites as fake or whatever, and I reported. I don't know if you can still do it or not, but I can't. I reported CNN so much that they finally disabled it, at least on my hand. I went to CNN, ABC, I flagged them all as fake. Oh, yes. Let me see where I'm at, folks. Got about 10 minutes left in the program. Thank you so much for tuning in. I want to move on now. I want to get into some Premier League because I haven't talked about that in a while, and it's just, I want to get into that. Thank you so much for tuning in. What a transfer window. I mean, it's a great, crappy window. And a guy worked that watches football, too. He's like, what do you mean a great, crappy window? I said, well, we got... Ran Sancho and Ronaldo, which is great, but we didn't get a midfielder. So, I mean, let's get 10 more strikers in. Who cares? If we don't have a midfielder to get crosses into the box, what's the point? We're going to hope that maybe Ronaldo can, because he can get some, you know, we're going to have to move some stuff around. Pogba's going to have to step back and get more in the midfield. As long as we're not playing McFred, I'm okay with that. I mean, I think Ronaldo was just brought into, I don't know. I think Ronaldo was brought in mainly to, let me see. Ronaldo, yeah, for shirt sales. We'll give a player that Ollie would love to have, and he's going to make us money. He's going to make our money back, because you figure out their net spend is only $80 million. Because Ronaldo's free because he's going to make the money back in shirt sales. All the people are like, well, screw this. I'm done. I want Glazers out. I'm not buying a jersey. I guarantee you there's going to be a crap load of people buying. But yeah, you know, it's going to be interesting. It really is. I mean, I think we're going to be contenders. I mean, the midfield we botched, but on the players we got the best. Sancho, Varane, and Ronaldo. I mean, my wife doesn't, you know, he's one of those weird players, Ronaldo, because normally when you look at someone at his age, you're like, okay, not even a question, not even going to waste my time. He's someone that, yep, go for it. He's amazing, you know, but I think Pogba's going to have to go back into the midfield. He's going to have to adjust. I mean, if we keep playing Mick Fred, we're screwed. I mean, we're gonna have to put Ronaldo up front, Paul Pogba in the midfield. He's gonna have to play a more midfield role. He's gonna have to play more of a defensive midfielder role in that. And I think it's gonna work. I think it can work. I think Ronaldo's gonna bring. I want to win. I want a Ballon d'Or. I want to contend for titles. We're not gonna be third or fourth if I'm playing there. And I think he's gonna be a Roy Keane type person where he's gonna kick some butt. Hey, let's go. Come on, like let's do this. I've been on winning team. I've won Ballon d'Ors. I've won Premier League titles. I've won Champions League titles. This is what we need to be doing. Ollie knows. Ollie was always brought in, okay, with 20 minutes to go, 10 minutes to go. He would bring him in. And he has such a problem, Ollie does, with, like, subs. Like, well, you got to be cutthroat. Hey, if it doesn't work out, oh, well, you win some, you lose some. You know, and I think we had one of the better transfer windows. I mean, if they would have gotten a midfielder, central defensive midfielder, I think we would have been a dominant window. And I think Paul Pogba is like, well, hey, we got Ronaldo now. We got Sancho. They got some players around me. If he wants to stay, he stays. If he goes, he goes. I mean, I'm cool with either way. You know, it's not that you're not going to kill me either way if he stays or if he goes. But I'm just one of those people that I really believe that, I mean, if he really wants to play somewhere else for a change, then go ahead. I'm not going to be mad. But then if he runs his contract down and goes next year for nothing, then it's going to be, okay, now we got to replace him on top of getting midfielder and stuff. And it's going to be one of those where I think if he does re-sign, they'll try to make it like, and they'll do that. They'll try to take players that can sign at any time, and they'll re-sign a contract. And it's just bloody ridiculous. No offense, but it's like, okay, sorry, folks. He could have signed at any time. He's not, you know. I think since Alex Ferguson's left, there's been a lot of bot signings. I won't even mention the guy's name from Arsenal. I'm not even going to do it. That was probably the worst signing. I'm like, yeah. And he, oh, I'm not even going to mention the Arsenal player's name. I'm just like, I can't, that was, I think, the worst, the most expensive bottling of a signing. And that's why I say, you have no guarantee. Ronaldo could sit there and like get off the bus and oops, crap. And crack something in his ankle, and there you go. Yeah, he needs some Achilles heel surgery or something, and there he's done. You know, there's no guarantee of any player. And my wife has taught me that. And she really grounds me on players. Oh, so what if he's Ronaldo? At any given time, he could sit there and get hurt and injured, and you're screwed. Okay. And it makes you think. Yeah, she's right. But it's just one of those things that you go forward and you learn and you live and you get stuff like that. And I think it's going to be exciting. I think the season is going to be an exciting season. I think it's going to be neat to see how Ronaldo shapes his team and gets people to step up their game. Like, hey, we got Ronaldo here. We got to kick it up a notch. You know, And I think that's one thing we've missed for a long time is that Roy Keane that takes off his jersey, rips his heart out, puts his jersey back on, and says, you're at Old Trafford, 10-0. 10-0. You're at my house, pal. 10-0. And that's how I've always felt. I truly have. And we don't have that. We haven't had, it's like, yeah, no one's playing. Hey, look what they're paying me. I'll sit on the bench. Got about 90 seconds left in the program. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of. But, you know, we haven't had that person that's like, hey, I'm here. Remember Duncan Edwards. Remember the Busby Babes. I want to earn this shirt. Hey, look, you know, there's a whole thing with Mourinho where it's like, hey, a lot of people are like, hey, I'm getting paid. Go ahead. I'll sit on the bench. You can't tell me what to do. Well, if you want to be successful, do what he tells you. You know, listen to him. I'm not going to do that. I'll sit on the bench. I'll happily just sit on the bench and, well, that's okay if you don't want to, if you want to play, but if you don't, whatever, you know. Well, thank you so much for tuning in and to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of. And, you know, I think it was a decent chance, even though we missed out on a CDM for some reason. So we just have to see how that works, putting Pogba back. But remember, folks, with a firm reliance and the protection of the divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. No matter where you're from, stand up for your God-given rights to freedom. Do it while you still have what you have, because they're not guaranteed. Good night, folks, and God bless.